Open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 2. We're going to be speaking on the first four verses of this chapter. Jesus told John to write to the angel of the church. This word angel doesn't mean that this was a spiritual being that John was going to write to. Most people realize that this word angel was a man, a human being, someone that was the guardian of the church, a protector, one that would lead them in the right way of living. So John was going to write to a person in Ephesus. This letter was not addressed to the church. We know that Paul did write a letter that was addressed to the church. Let me read Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ. In this letter, Paul was writing to the church. He didn't find a whole lot that was wrong with the church. He told them about God's purpose for the church, and he told them about the spiritual blessings, about spiritual wisdom. He urged them to have unity, to all speak the same thing, because we were all one in Jesus Christ. He let them know that Christ was the cornerstone. He mentions to them the mystery of the gospel. He also prayed for them. He wanted this church to fulfill God's purpose for their lives. Paul also wrote to a pastor of the church of Ephesus. We find that in 1 Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I beseech you to abide still in Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. This letter in 1 Timothy is written to the pastor of the church in Ephesus. And I believe that this writing in Revelation chapter 2 in verse 1 is also written to the pastor that was in the church. Jesus told this pastor, I know your works, and I know your labor, and I know your patience, and how that you cannot bear those which are evil. And you have tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake have labored and have not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because that you have left your first love. And then he tells him, remember from where you have fallen and repent. This right here lets me know that God is not talking to a spiritual being. He is talking to a person, someone that is supposed to be the guardian of the church in Ephesus. It seems that somehow this man worked too much. Maybe that this pastor got so busy doing duty instead of doing devotion. We can become so busy with everyday things of life that we neglect the most important. The facts are today, many of us are overworked. We simply work too many hours. People expect us to be busy. It's become a status symbol in our society. If we're busy, we're important. If we're not busy, we are embarrassed to admit it. It's validating, popular, and pleasing. It's also a good excuse for not dealing with the first things in our lives. Our world is full of distractions, and the more the pressure, the more tempting it is to focus on the urgent rather than the essential. One man wrote a book entitled Freedom from the Tyranny of urgency. Tension and frustration mounts when we are busy with the wrong task or trying to cram too much of the right activities into a given period, a critical spirit develops. We begin to judge. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.